l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Il-Gvern Federali fetaħ inkjesta fil-konfront tal-intħil barrani fl-Universitajiet Awstraljani, kemm l-impjegati, il-gruppi tal-istudenti kif ukoll l-Aġenziji ta' Riċerka li jirċievu fondi pubbliċi se jkunu taħt dan l-iskrutinju. Dan tħabbar reċentament ftit tal-jiem wara li l-Gvern ħabbar il-proposta tal-liġijiet ġodda dwar is-sigurtà nazzjonali li tagħtih il-poter li ħassar ftehim li jkun sar bejn il-gvernijiet u poteri barranin. Il-Ministru għall-Intern Peter Dutton saqsa lill-Kumitat Parlamentari Konġunt fl-Intelligenza u s-Sigurtà biex jinvestiga in-natura u d-daqs tal-intħil li poteri barranin qegħdin jeżerċitaw fuq l-Universitajiet Awstraljani. Dawn jinkludu l-impjegati tal-Universitajiet, l-studenti u korpi tagħhom, aġenziji ta' riċerka u aġenziji donaturi oħra kompetittivi. B'mod partikolari jinsab taħt il-mikroskopju l-Istitut Confucius li huwa finanzjat mill-Gvern Ċiniż u l-proġett ta' riċerka kontroversjali magħruf bħala The Thousand Talents Plan li allegatament joffri flus lill-akkademiċi biex jipproduċu riċerka li jimbagħad issir invenzjoni Ċiniża. L-Aġent Ministru tal-Immigrazzjoni Alan Tudge jgħid li l-ebda pajjiż mhu qiegħed ikun partikolarment il-mira ta' din l-inkjesta jispjega f'iktar dettall.
Our policies are directed at no individual country. We maintain our own sovereignty. We don't want foreign interference on our shores and we have strong laws to try to prevent it.
Ftit tal-jimilu il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison ħabbar pjanijiet li jintroduċu liġijiet ġodda fis-sigurtà nazzjonali li permezz tagħhom l-Awstralja jkollha s-saħħa tħassar ftehim ma' gvernijiet barranin li jkunu saru fuq il-livell tal-gvern statali jew dak lokali. Mill-elezzjoni ta' Mejju tas-sena li għaddiet, Morrison tkellem bosta drabi fil-beraħ dwar il-bżonn li jipproteġi s-sovranità tal-Awstralja mill-intħil barrani. Tudge jgħid li t-teddid ta' dan l-intħil żdiet.
Well, we're concerned about foreign interference in Australia generally. As the head of ASIO has pointed out, we have levels of foreign interference in Australia not seen since World War II. And the university sector is a target, we know. I mean, there's all sorts of sectors which are targets. We've already got guidelines in place, which we put in place last November, and this inquiry will then investigate how those guidelines are performing and what else needs to be put in place.
L-inkjesta parlamentari se tkun qiegħda tismaxxieda ta' bosta persuni li jinkludu il-lecturer mill-Università ta' New South Wales, Elaine Pearson, li għamlet kummenti dwar avvenimenti li ġraw f'Hong Kong fuq il-medja soċjali u li tneħħew mill-Università. Quddiem il-Kumitat tal-inkjesta mistenni jidher ukoll Drew Pavlu, student sospiż mill-Università ta' Queensland. Pavlu jiċħat l-allegazzjoni li l-azzjoni disċiplinarja tal-Università fil-konfront tiegħu kienet minħabba l-imġiba ħażina tiegħu. Huwa jemmen li huwa ġie fl-inkwiet minħabba l-kritika li huwa esprima fil-konfront tar-relazzjoni bejn Queensland u ċ-Ċina. Pavlu li għandu 21 sena fetaħ kawża fil-Qorti Suprema għal ksur fil-kuntratt tal-Università u defamazzjoni kontra l-Università, il-Kanċillier tagħha u l-Viċi Kanċillier. Pavlu jgħid li jistenna bil-ħerqa biex jagħti x-xhieda tiegħu fil-Kumitat Parlamentari.
No Australian student, no Chinese, Hong Kong or Uyghur Tibetan student here in Australia should ever go through what I had to go through, facing intimidation, fear, facing expulsion simply for criticizing the Chinese government on campus. It should never happen again. The only way it will never happen again is if we put in some real, we go further than guidelines, we put in some real consequences. You know, we need sanctions on these officials who sell out our democracy. We need some teeth here.
Intant il-membru parlamentari indipendenti Bob Catter kellu l-intenzjoni li jibda mozzjoni biex ninfetaħ inkjesta fl-intħil barrani fis-settur tal-Universitajiet. Huwa jgħid li bl-aħbar reċenti tal-gvern jinsab kuntent li issa m'għandux għalfejn.
Universities should be a nursery of ideas and a garden of freedom. And they've turned it into a pigsty. If you return the universities to their proper functions, and not being prostitutes, and they're not really prostitutes only sell their body, These people have sold their body and their souls. So they should be stopped.
Yun Zheng hija d-direttur tal-Organizzazzjoni Indipendenti tal-Riċerka, iċ-Ċentru tal-Policy Ċiniża, u riċerkatriċi fl-Università Nazzjonali Awstraljana. Zheng tajt li l-kustjonijiet fidejn il-Kummissjoni ħaqhom skrutinju, iżda huwa diffiċli biex wieħed iqis l-impatt ta' din l-inkjesta.
The key here is transparency. For example, whether an academic is paid by another entity is important for the university as employer to know, as there can be a conflict of interest. And universities also need to be cognizant of the potential military use of their research. So the issues themselves are very important in terms of, you know, academic freedom, academic integrity, and research collaboration. But whether the inquiry is needed right now, I'm not sure yet. It will depend on how the inquiry is run and the resulting government actions. In fact, it is possible that academic freedom could potentially suffer from government interference. Because, for example, if the government becomes more heavy-handed in dictating the direction of academic research as a result of the inquiry, then that could pose problems of its own.
Zheng tajt li tnaqis fil-fondi tal-gvern fis-settur tal-universitajiet jagħmlu iktar vulnerabbli, tispjega.
The universities are in a hard place. That on the one hand, with the reduced government funding, and on the other hand, the government is targeting their other source of funding.
L-inkjesta tkompli fost tensjonijiet oħra bejn żewġ pajjiżi.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.